inspire me. I think sound inspires me. Anything that triggers my brain or triggers an emotion that I have, it inspires me. But most importantly, the Creator inspires me. The Creator inspires me. God has definitely given me a gift. And though sometimes I doubt it and I'm shaky about it, but the finished result of what he pours into me, when I hear back from people what a song meant to them, like that inspires me. That inspires me to keep doing it, and to keep using my gift to edify the body.
Spiritually, what inspires me is the Word of God and the truth that's in it, and how the Word is living and active, and it has the power to do amazing things.
To me, inspiration, it's like getting a flash of something that's beyond you. It's like somebody building a bridge between you and the impossible, and giving you something that you wouldn't have come up with on your own, and allowing you to be a vessel for something that's greater than you. To put it in more literal terms for me, I believe it's when God gives me moments of clarity where he allows me to transcend myself.
God really is the centerpiece for my reasons to move forward in anything. There's nothing on this planet, on this earth, that can really give you that strength to move forward and continue doing what you're doing.
Anything that'll make words come in my mind, like leaves moving, like a butterfly, see a rose in the background or a dandelion going alongside a sidewalk, it just inspired me to try to put into words what I see, and then, you know, try to explain the intricacy of God and how much time he put into creation.
Spiritually, I receive inspiration from the Word of God, and it's the more time I spend in the Word, the more I'm inspired. The more I see little things like the relationships that he had with, you know, with certain individuals, or the relationships that individuals had toward each other. And so it's encouraging to me and inspires me to continue to strive for righteousness, for holiness, because I see these men and I say it can be done.